In the background of this murderous throwback to the Old West may well have been Charlie Berger, who had seen the Western frontier in its twilight years.
Hi, I'm Amy Etchison from SIU Press.
And I'm Pinckney Benedict from the SIU English Department.
Welcome to Inside the Blanket Fort, where we take a behind-the-scenes look at the making of Blanket Fort Radio Theater Productions. Today, we are proud to release the next episode of the podcast version of A Night of Another Sort, Prohibition Days and Charlie Berger by Gary DeNeil.
We hope that you've enjoyed the podcast so far. You can find all previous episodes of the podcast on Spotify, iTunes, the NPR One app, or on the WSIU website by searching for Blanket Fort Radio Theater.
You can also follow the links on our website, www.blanketfortradiotheater.com.
Today, I'm talking to Amy about how the Blanket Fort project came to be. Well, so you've been gracious enough to partner with us over in the MFA program in creative writing. And we've enjoyed having sort of exclusive, Blanket Fort Radio Theater access. But I know that there are other disciplines, other folks, other departments, other programs that you'd like to include in the project. So who else would you like to have come alongside?
Sure. I think audio engineering and theater are obvious fits, and we've been in contact with some people in those departments. But we'd also love to talk to the music department, maybe work with students over there to create original clips to use in the audiobooks. But we could also bring in people from history to provide context. You know, a lot of these books are nonfiction works about regional history. We're already working with Grant Miller in the Department of Curriculum and Instruction in the School of Education, and he's having his graduate students develop curriculum for area high school teachers based on this podcast version of A Night of Another Sort, and he plans to do that with future books in this project.
No, it's exciting. We'll be glad to have more partners. So I know that Blanket Fort Radio Theater, the project that's producing these serial audiobooks, that's one aspect of a larger Blanket Fort project that you envision for SIU Press. So what else can we look for in the future, under the Blanket Fort moniker? What else do you hope to see from Blanket Fort?
Oh gosh, well, we have so many ideas for this initiative, and by we, I mean me and you.
Right, yeah.
But I think what will set the Blanket Fort projects apart from other press projects is the focus on student involvement. And I think we both really see Blanket Fort as a lab where students can get experience in publishing and editing, no matter the medium or genre. So they might be working on traditional print books, or audiobooks, or podcasts, or born digital publications, or they might be working in poetry, or fiction, or history, or retcomp, maybe scholarly books, or maybe original works. But it's basically a place for experiential learning with publishing professionals in partnership with academic units and professors.
Yeah, that kind of thing is just invaluable to educating folks to what the kinds of things they're going to encounter and helping them be ready for what they're going to encounter after they graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so we've talked a lot about the Blanket Fort project and the Blanket Fort Radio Theater aspect of that. But now for really inside the Blanket Fort, this is a more personal question. So you're an editor, but I know that other aspects of your life, you're interested in sound and performance. You're a singer, you're an actor. Since Blanket Fort Radio Theater combines all of those things, do you think you'll consider playing roles or making music for future iterations of the project? Are we going to get your talents in season two?
No, I think at this point in my life, I'm happy to let other people act in these books. But if I'm ever needed for a part, I'd be happy
okay.
to help.
Well, we're going to recruit you. I'm in there all the time. I get to hear myself as various judges and sort of elders who are obnoxious, and so. But we need you. We need you in there too. Well, thank you, Amy. That's a really enjoyable conversation. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.
That's all we have time for today. We hope you're enjoying a night of another sort. Please visit our website at www.blanketfortradiotheater.com and follow us on Facebook.
And please give the show a rating and write a review on your favorite podcasting platform to help us spread the word about this project. Again, this is Amy Etchison from SIU Press.
And Pinkney Benedict from the SIU English Department, encouraging everyone to make your own blanket fort.
And tell a story.
Next time, they had a shootout there in the chicken arena. Me and Boot stood behind one of those big old-fashioned pot-bellied stoves, and the bullets were going clink-clank as they hit the corrugated metal on the building, you know.